Blog Talk Radio.
Here we go.
Blog Talk Radio.
Who is January Jones? She is not a young, beautiful, and talented actress on Mad Men. She is not an older, gorgeous, exotic dancer from the Johnny Carson Show. She is an author, and she wrote Thou Shall Not Whine, the 11th Commandment, that reached number one at Amazon.com. She is a success coach, spokeswoman, and fundraiser with Successimo.com, a free social networking, informational, and inspirational website. She is a reality TV golf personality with World High Stakes Golf televised on HDNet. She is a humorist and a winologist expert. She is your host today on January Jones sharing Successimo stories. So sit back and relax and get ready to laugh and listen to Ms. Jones and her eclectic roster of guests on Blog Talk Radio as you learn while you earn. These stories plus sharing equal Successimo.com. Welcome, and remember, beware, because you're entering the no-whining world of January Jones.
Now, let me ask you a question. Have you ever had problems at work? Have you ever worked with a greedy jerk? I suppose we all have. Would you like to learn how to fix your work problems? Tell me, have you ever wanted to know more about productivity that will increase your creativity? Can you imagine combining profits and philanthropy? Well, actually, that's what we try to do at Successimo. Tell me now, do you know what a real leadership edge means in the real world? Have you ever heard about the seven steps to the top? Or better yet now, would you like to meet someone who has some of the answers that you've been looking for? Now, are you ready to learn while you earn? If you can answer yes or maybe to any of these questions, then you are in the right place, and I would like to welcome you to January Jones Sharing Successimo Stories. Today I will be introducing you to my guest, who is a success coach extraordinaire. She has provided us with wonderful, informative, and inspirational lessons today. Before I introduce her, I'd love to invite you to call in during our show. The call-in number is 818-431-8506. Call in with any questions that you have for our guest. Now, let me tell you a little bit about our guest today. She has an international coaching and consulting practice. She features seminars, workshops, and speaking unique in depth and breadth. She has incomparable expertise in facilitating leadership from the inside out. Her background includes a doctorate in the reinvention of work, 25 years of coaching, consulting for leaders and teams in small and large businesses, as well as non-governmental organizations, including, now listen to this list, the United Nations, Science Applications International Corporation, Media Edge, Wharton School Executive MBA Program, VR Business Brokers, Community Foundation of South Jersey, IPEC Coaching School, Pennsylvania Environmental Council. She's also worked with a wide range of small businesses and professional practices. I am pleased to welcome today to our show Dr. Joni Carley. Hello, Dr. Joni. How are you today?
Hi, January. I'm great. I'm really glad to be here.
Oh, I'm so happy to have you on the show. I've looked forward to this ever since I went to your website, your wonderful website, wisdomatwork.biz, and looked at your credentials. Now, we're going to talk today about two topics that are, I think, very interesting topics for anyone in the workplace. And the first one is, have you ever worked with a greedy jerk? Well, tell me, Dr. Joni, who hasn't?
That's the truth. And you know what? It's because we held that idea, you know, greedy jerkiness, up as a model for how we think leaders should behave. We bought into a myth that if you're not a greedy jerk, you don't stand to be successful.
And the reality is that that's completely a wrong perception in the business world, isn't it?
There's no question. The data's in. You know, I started into this field of values-driven leadership and people being real good people to be real successful people a long time ago, and it was a crapshoot, honestly. You know, it was people just said we were woo-woo. And now the studies are in, and the data is clear that the old paradigm of boss has to be a jerk to maintain position is just plain old nonsense.
Oh, that's wonderful to hear. You know, I think this is something in our hearts we all know, except for the fact that when you happen to be working for a greedy jerk, it's horrible to go to work. What suggestions do you give, would you have for my listeners if they aren't particularly fond of their boss right now?
Well, you know, you said something really important. Everybody in their heart knows. And so that's what's so important is we used to buy into this idea that you should check your heart at the door when you go into work. And for some people, they do check pieces of themselves at the door to survive with a jerk. And that leads to entropy for the leader. And entropy is energy not going toward mission accomplishment. So if you have to check a big piece of yourself, you know, or leave a piece of yourself in bed to make it through your day, well, are you functioning at peak performance? No. And so the question is then, in terms of the question you asked, how does somebody deal with that, it's not easy. I mean, you know, when you're looking for a job, look for a culture match because you want to make sure that you're a fit for what's going on around you. And if you ask yourself some of those questions, you'll get some good insight. And once you're there, it comes down to values. And if you feel like your values are being compromised, you are not going to perform as well as you could perform. And so that's what to check at the end of the day is to try to find some values terms and say, you know, today I felt disrespected. Okay, well, that's something you named. It's, you know, it's a feeling, but it's relatively concrete. That's something, you know, greedy jerks would come in all flavors and sizes. So some of them you can go up to and you can say, you know, yesterday I felt really disrespected when you said this, and I want you to know I do better work when I feel respected. You know, something that's just straightforward. And I'll tell you another key, not just for something like this, but to make a statement like, you know, people respond in situations like that, well, you know, you did this and da-da-da-da-da, and to maintain your statement. I felt disrespected when you did X, and for me to do the best job for you, I need to feel respected. Well, blah, 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 you know, you get all these responses back, and then to repeat that statement one last time and leave the room. Don't get sucked into the crazies around it. Come back to the essential truth, essentially what's in your heart, and to speak that as transparently, as cleanly, you know, and that requires doing some of your own personal homework because, you know, we're all like rocks in a bag. We all rub up against each other and polish each other. So that boss is often the one who's just triggering all your mother issues, right? And so there's a lot of benefit to just taking a break, even if it's in the bathroom. Take a break and figure out what is being triggered in me. Where's my growing edge? Because I guarantee you, if you take 100% accountability, even though there's 100% evidence why that guy's a jerk, if you take 100% accountability and say, this is a value that was compromised, I don't compromise this value, and here's a boundary I need to set.
Oh, that is such good advice. And keep it simple and unemotional And I love the advice that you give my listeners about after they make their statement to take a short break so they can collect themselves. And Dr. Joni, right now we're going to take a short break,
okay,
and we'll hear from our sponsor.
When you think that something is too good to be true, could you ever be wrong? The answer is yes, yes, yes when it comes to Successimo.com, because you will earn while you learn, and it will be free, free, free. Successimo.com is a social networking site that will change the way you learn and earn money while you work on your computer at home. This free website provides continuous learning opportunities while rewarding you for taking lessons and inviting others to join with you, receiving inspirational information. You'll receive points that can be redeemed for merchandise or cash. Just what does free mean to users at Successimo.com? It means that there are no fees, no donations, no pledges. You will never need cash, checks, or credit cards. All revenues are generated from advertisers at the website, just like Facebook and Twitter. This too-good-to-be-true social networking site is the newest paradigm on the Internet for home-based business and nonprofit organizations. Do you hate asking people for money? We all do. And the good news is that Successimo is a fundraiser for nonprofits that does not require money. It just requires small amounts of your time or your organization's time to raise funds. When you do lesson activities, you'll receive points that can be redeemed for merchandise or cash. When you think of Successimo.com, you need to think learn while you earn. And always remember that passion plus purpose equals prosperity. Successimo.com is not only too good to be true, it is unbelievably innovative, and there are no downsides since no money is ever required. Successimo.com is the right website for now because it is the first one ever to pay people to participate. No one else does this. So sign up now and stop whining, start winning, and start being Successimo. Successimo.com is not only beyond priceless, it's a fantastic way to pay it forward.
Welcome back. This is January Jones with my wonderful guest, Dr. Joni Carley, and she is sharing her success story with us. Dr. Joni, could you also share your website information for my listeners?
Sure. It's leaderfuledge.com. That's LEADERFULEDGE, leaderfuledge.com. And I have a special offer for your guests as well. If you go to leaderfuledge.com and just look under the offerings, you'll see free stuff. And under there is what you've been talking about, the seven steps to the top, and that's a complimentary ebook.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. That is so great. That's good to hear. You know, we're going to talk about the seven steps to the top today and share some of that with our listeners. Before we get to that part of the interview, Dr. Joni, I want to ask you a question. You are very successful, and when you look back on your success, is there anything you can share with my listeners, something that may have happened in your career that might have been considered a setback, but in reality turned out to be probably the best thing that ever happened to you? Is there something you could share with us?
Well, I've been such a frontier person my entire career.
Uh-huh.
You know, I've really looked. I was talking about things coming from the inside out long ago, and so were a handful of other people. But now that's kind of right there on the surface, and so there were a lot of times I stepped out with ideas that were called crazy, and that took a lot of time, and it was very personally frustrating and often even upsetting, you know, at the frontier. And I've been blessed to work with a lot of visionaries, so I've seen this happen with in a lot of places where, as you're breaking into new territory, the pushback from ahead is difficult. Just think of it like a regular frontier on land. The overbrush is overwhelming, you know, and there's no hotels, there's no toilets, you know. it's really difficult territory. And at the same time, the old ways are kind of nipping at your heels. So people are, you can't say that, you can't think that, you can't go there, you can't, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so there have been a lot of really painful times in managing both of what was behind and what was ahead.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the biggest lesson, is to keep on moving anyway and go ahead and get the caught up in the brambles and the scratches and the mud and the,
mm-hmm.
you know, and deal with the relationship issues as they come, and to just keep on plugging as your heart and soul tell you to do.
Well, that's such good advice, and thank you for sharing that with us. Put the past behind and go forward. I love that. That's very positive, and of course, no whining along the way.
Yeah, well, and it's embraced the past, too. And I am someone who believes in going ahead and falling into negativity and experiencing it for what it is. And I agree with you, no whining, because I think that's a whole different thing. But
yeah.
To be leaderful, and, you know, I kind of coined that term because leaderful, the janitor can be more leaderful than the CEO in a lot of cases.
Exactly.
But to be really, truly leaderful, it's kind of what we were talking about before. When you get plugged in by something that a greedy jerk boss says, then you need to see in yourself, what just got charged? Was it a mother issue? Is it a husband issue? Is it a me issue? Is it something I've looked at my whole life and here it is another way? And you've got to embrace that. And in order to really, truly embrace things like that, you got to sit with them and you got to squirm and you have to be uncomfortable and you have to have the courage to dive into the negativity. And we have bought into such a cultural idea of, if I'm successful, I won't go, you know, I won't have bad times. And that's just crazy. There's nothing in the world that is constantly moving in one direction.
Oh, you're so right. And so many of my success coaches have shared the same message that you've shared with my listeners. We want a lot of positivity and going forward. Let's talk about the 7 steps to the top briefly. What would be the first step for someone out there who's listening to us today?
Well, the first step is take an accurate accounting of what you've got. So people often look at what's not happening, what's really going, what they don't have, how they don't fit in. But
mm-hmm.
people very rarely really account for their personal and professional inventory.
Oh.
So I encourage people to put down at least 20, 40, 50, 100 assets.
Oh.
And some of them sound really silly, you know, and go ahead and get silly in the spirit of brainstorming. Don't edit, just let
mm-hmm.
it fly.
Mm-hmm.
And let it be silly stuff and let it be big stuff. But people just have to account for what it is they've got going, because there's so much in the culture that pushes back and reminds us of what we're not.
Okay, in our fun spirit, Dr. Joni, give me some examples of an inventory with, I love humor, so what would amuse me if I read your inventory?
Well, if you read mine, I like to dance. I love comedy. I love to laugh. An inventory for me is I laugh easily and smile easily. You know, I think whistling is good. I'm not a whistler, but, you know, to me, if somebody's a good whistler, that's a pretty good thing to know how to do.
Oh, that's fabulous. I love that. So, you know, those are things most people, when they're looking at their inventory, would completely overlook. And so I'm glad that you shared that with us. What would be the second step to the top for someone who wants to get ahead?
Do your personal and your civic homework. So it's exactly what we were talking about before. If you get triggered, go into a bathroom, take a walk, you know, deal with it tomorrow once you've had a chance to process. Maybe process it with someone who you care about. And in the booklet, I say, write, talk, cry, pray, create, or laugh until you get what's bothering you handled.
Oh,
you know,
perfect.
And really sit with it. And also look at it being bigger than yourself. So often, I think the boomer generation and maybe even subsequent generations have been in some ways rightly tuned into the personal, and
mm-hmm.
we sort of needed that correction because we overlooked personal alignment with organizational alignment being so important.
Uh-huh,
but,
uh-huh.
You know, it is bigger than that, and we often lose sight of that, and this is a world that needs us all. And so thinking in terms of civics, whether you're drawn to working on your block or mm-hmm. I'm drawn to working at the UN. So it doesn't mm-hmm. matter. And, you know, people are working on the whole earth. Whatever that is, your municipality, you know, think in terms of contribution.
Right. You know, it is what it is, and you need to own it and own up to it. And that is such great advice. Quickly, could you give us number three?
Follow the golden rule.
Ah,
it's in every major religion, and it is. There's a reason it's lasted.
Yes, that is such great advice. And everyone can relate to that, no matter what your beliefs or what your personal situation is. Thank you for that tip. I love that one. I live that one myself. You know, right now we're going to take a brief break and share a little news about your host today.
Lately, there's been a whining epidemic in our world. People are even whining about whining. Are you sick and tired of listening to everyone whining all the time? So was January Jones, the author of Thou Shalt Not Whine, the 11th Commandment, that reached number one at Amazon.com. Ms. Jones based her book on a survey of the top 10 things that people whine about at all ages and all stages of life. January is a success coach that can tell you how to help others. When you buy Thou Shalt Not Whine, the 11th Commandment, you'll find out what people whine about, why they whine, and most importantly, how to stop them from whining. The 11th Commandment deals with all of the complaints and causes, and there are over 100 plus cures for whining with humor and hope in this edition. This is the perfect gift to give or get for any occasion. Thou Shalt Not Whine was voted the best gift to be given anonymously for those special people in your life. It'll make you laugh at yourself and others. John Curtis, a distinguished author, reminds us that it is the perfect gift for anyone who wants to be healthy and happy with humor, honey, and hope, and for people who are just hopeless. You can find Thou Shalt Not Whine at Amazon.com and at the Successimo.com Coaches Bookstore. Ms. Jones is an internationally known author in the style of Irma Bombeck, specializing in housewife humor, with her book being published in Korea and China. As Sally Shields, best-selling author, states, January Jones gets to the core of the matter with her quick-witted tips and cures that cut to the chase and will put any seasoned whiner to shame. So get reading and stop whining and start winning with Thou Shalt Not Whine, the 11th Commandment.
Welcome back. This is January Jones with my guest, Dr. Joni Carley, and her website is www.leaderfulledge.com, and be sure to go there and check it out. Now, Dr. Joni, what is the fourth step to the top?
The fourth step is actually two things: be prudent and ask questions. Now, prudence is a funny old-fashioned word, but I absolutely love it. It's usually applied to finances, and usually economic law says something about what a prudent man would do, right? So the law couldn't say, it mm-hmm. couldn't be there for every situation. So it says, you know, what a prudent person would decide. So it's kind of having balance and thoughtfulness and wisdom in what you're doing. And so one of the ways I like to talk about prudence is something that Jesus said. He said, don't cast your pearls before swine. And he wasn't saying to his disciples, he was talking about his teachings being the pearls. So he wasn't saying that everybody who doesn't like my teachings is a pig. He mm-hmm. was just saying, you know, these are pearls of wisdom, and put them where they're going to be appreciated and held in the light and not rolled in the mud. And so people often, you know, it goes back to step number one of your assets. People often keep throwing their same assets right into something that's never worked for them and is probably never going to. And yet we still kind of keep not being prudent with those assets. And the other part of it is asking questions. You know, that is probably the single most effective tool of being a good leader, of being a strong person, of being, especially in any kind of relationship, a love relationship, a professional relationship. The more questions you ask, the more deeply you want to know, and the mm-hmm. more open you are to really partnering with that person, to getting to newer and deeper levels of connection and being able to co-create.
Mm-hmm. What would step number five be?
Step number five is make time for inspiration. We often think that, you know, oh, I can't do music because I'm just too busy. I can't take that walk in nature. I can't go see a dance or an opera or a concert. I'm too busy. But what we know is that that creative area of the brain is critical to good decision making. It's critical to attitude, to perspective. There's so many things that happen neurologically that there's actually kind of a biochemical cascade that's good for you physically, it's good for your vision and focus, it's good for really helping you realize your dreams, even though it's a kind of, especially because it's a kind of a stepping out of the moment-to-moment, day-to-day that we all tend to get so caught up in.
Sure. You really need to take the time to feed your soul and nourish your spirit. Quickly, what is step number six?
Listen to that small voice inside. You know, we all have an inner GPS, and that's really, really important, is that inner knowing. And the more you do some of these other things, especially getting out in nature or, you know, nourishing the soul, the more access you're going to have to that small voice. And the more you handle your individual issues, the more you're going to hear that small voice. And the more you look at something that's bigger than yourself, the more you're going to hear that small voice.
Oh,
so you want to hear number seven?
Yes, quickly.
Develop and realize your vision. So anybody can daydream, but it's about, you know, put the pedal to the metal and get it done.
Oh, okay, go for it.
That's where coaching comes in, right? You know, really look at what makes this happen.
Absolutely. And the wonderful thing, Dr. Joni has made all of this information available in a free book at her website, www.leaderfuledge.com, and be sure to go there and get your free ebook. Thank you, Dr. Joni, for doing our show. It's been wonderful talking to you today.
You too. And once you're there, go to the offerings tab and look up free stuff. There's a lot of other free stuff that you'll see right away. There's Stepping Stones to Success, which is my book, Deepak Chopra and Jack Canfield, and you'll see the free articles.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Thank you for being with us. Now for my listeners, tune in at 12 noon live for my show. My guest next week, Tuesday, will be Angela Loria. I can't wait to have her on the show. She's a delightful lady, and she will amaze, amuse, and she will astonish you. You know, all my shows are on live at 12 noon, but you can catch any of these interviews with constant streaming at blogtalkradio.com 24/7. If you've enjoyed this show, please click the follow tab under my picture and become a regular listener by registering with blogtalkradio.com. All your comments are welcome. If you are interested in checking out our sponsor, SuccessimoCom's program, go to their website, www.successimo.com. You can look it over and sign on without any financial obligations whatsoever. My sponsor email is januaryjonesinfo@gmail.com. I would love to mentor you and help you get started, so you too can learn, earn, and return as you play it upward, and hopefully do an interview with me soon on the show. You know, SuccessMO is an amazing opportunity to help out any nonprofits or charities that you work with. You can actually help them raise funds without asking for money. It's a brilliant plan that's easy to implement anytime, anywhere. So for now, dear listeners, I want you to stop whining and start smiling and start sharing SuccessMO with everyone you know. And if that doesn't work, then I want you to start eating chocolate, lots and lots of chocolate. Again, thank you to my wonderful guest today, Dr. Joni Carley. This is January Jones thanking all of you for joining me on my journey today, and reminding you to take care and stay safe.
We want to thank you for listening to January Jones sharing SuccessMO stories. Always remember Ms. Jones' personal mantra, if you think it, you can do it. That's what all of our success coaches have done with their lives, and so can you. You are the ultimate success coach in your own life. all you need to do will be to start sharing your own Successimo story with your family and friends. We hope that our stories will encourage you to explore an equation in the future that will combine your creativity plus connecting with others, and that will equate to creating cash for your future. Your passion plus your purpose will equal prosperity as you learn while you earn with us and January Jones, sharing Successimo stories.